This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. It looks like it's your Friday today, is that correct?
It's definitely a Friday from a going-to-work perspective. I may not be up this early, but I will be up early tomorrow and on the road. Just not going to work. I made a silly appointment to get my oil changed and tires rotated at 7:40 tomorrow morning. I could have done all of that myself, but I don't know. I haven't done it in a while, and I normally do my own tire rotations, but I've got that pulsing sound, which I ultimately think is a wheel bearing. But yes, it is my work Friday, and it's a chilly one out here today. And we had some good frost on the window that took a few seconds to clear up. I've got like 33 degrees in the truck. Yeah, it's chilly, and I know it's going to get even colder yet, but it's what it is. How are things going with you?
Things are going good so far this morning. A little sluggish getting up. I woke up through the night and then had a hard time going back to sleep, but I did. But other than that, yeah, cold. Yeah, I could feel it. I could see it when I looked out. I started to see the frost. It's going to make the leaves fall. That's for sure.
Oh, we definitely need that before the freezing rain and that sets in. Yeah, it was pretty cold last night. I think we've turned the heater on once just to test it, and other than that, we just let it. We probably actually had the AC on, and but it obviously wasn't warm enough to do anything. It just kept getting colder and colder, and just relying on blankets. But it was pretty chilly this morning. Waking up, the neighbor downstairs, the previous neighbor downstairs, used to do a very, very good job at keeping us warm. And it seems like the lady that's downstairs, of whom you know of, is not doing as good of a job. So she's not cranking her heat down there yet. And which is okay. It's not too bad yet. Yeah, but we woke up a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, there was a window in the bedroom that was cracked just a hair, and it was enough to chill it off, which actually helped me. I can tell me sleep, that's for sure. The oil change tire rotation, yeah, I do that stuff on the Dodge, but my daily driver, yeah, now I don't have to take care of the used oil myself. I don't have to clean up. To me, it's just, that's what I do.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'm expecting, like I said, I probably said it like five times now, I'm expecting it to be a wheel bearing. Tell me which one it is. I think I might want to do that myself because it's the bearing assembly. The only thing is I probably should do an alignment after that. Maybe it's not completely necessary. You're not really changing any of the, you know, steering. But depending on how that bearing assembly is made, maybe. Probably a good thing to do. But, that and how much is it? I looked up prices for, you know, GM, OEM parts, and oh my goodness, I'm sure that's what they would want to use, and then maybe even double that price. So, yeah, we'll see. I guess I'll also let you know on Monday what I ended up deciding. Might just be, let's run it until it gets really loud.
Is this on your new truck that this wheel bearing's going?
Yeah, like I said, unless they tell me it's a tire, yeah, it's new. I guess it's a 22. I've got 36,000 on here, so pretty average for mileage. Actually, I got it at the end of 22. It might not have been until, I'm trying to think, did I actually get it? Was it November? Was it late in the year? It might have been. Yeah, because that's when my inspection is due in November. So it might have been November of 22.
That seems early for a bearing. I mean, you know, we had a bearing go on Karen's Cadillac a couple years after we had it. It is human-made, and human things do go bad at some point.
Yeah, I do obviously live in West New York. I do park it outside. And let's see, what else can I say about that? I haven't seen an extensive, you know, in our, you know, didn't get like a daily car wash or anything. You know, if that's the case, maybe one of the deals failed, and I don't know. But we'll see. Well, I'll know more next week. Right now, it's just a hunch on what it is. I keep trying to assess the sound. We'll find out. So I talked to Ross last night. He was playing around with his radio a little bit, considering going back to that PL tone instead of the DCS to see if that helps with better connectivity. You know, it seems like the DCS, if it's not a great signal, it drops out. PL would work better, but then it's got that tail crash. So he was working on that last night. He thought he had it, but then we did a test and it didn't prove to be fruitful. So, obviously he went into work early this morning. Speaking of which, let's see. Oh, we have Jeff on the line. Good morning, Jeff. This is K2PCB.
PC2NVM, good morning. So your truck is starting to make expensive sounds? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it has the potential to be. There is this this pulsing sound that I'm hearing, and you know, it might not be that expensive as we might think, because all I need to do is turn the radio up and the sound goes away. It's pretty wild. So we'll address it this weekend, or at least start to figure it out. I'm taking it in for an oil change and tire rotation tomorrow. And I asked them to take a look to see if it's wheel bearing. So that's kind of what I'm thinking it is. But, we'll know more tomorrow morning, which I can share. I probably won't talk to you guys till Monday.
Yeah, because the longer you let that go, the more expensive that sound becomes. Even if you turn up the radio, the sound don't go away.
Well, I hope that's not the case. I truly, and I mentioned it to Brad before he got on there, I was actually, you know, if they were going to throw a high price at me, considering, well, let's just let it... just let it wear some more until it gets a little more noisy, or, I have a nice opportunity to, take a Saturday or something and do it myself. So that's the other problem is I probably have to take it over to my dad's house, as we've gotten additional communications from the apartment management that no vehicle maintenance is to be done in their parking lot, which is silly, but I guess it's a liability and, you know, a perception thing. So I guess we'll let that be, but yeah, that's what I had to do the last time. I was doing some maintenance, just go over to my dad's house.
Usually when people do maintenance on their own vehicles, they spill fluids on the ground, and then that becomes a hazard to clean up and all that stuff. So that's usually why apartment complexes don't want you to do maintenance, because they're worried about the car not moving for a year and then whatever spilled on the floor.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And maybe it's because at one point in time, even though it was in the lease, they really didn't enforce it. It was just more of a recent thing with the new manager. It's the same owners, but the original complex manager unfortunately passed. She was strict, but she was nice and she, you know, didn't bother when people did vehicle maintenance, didn't bother with you. The new guy is a stickler for the letter of the law, so the letter of the lease, if you will.
That can't be as bad as, well, that's an apartment, but you heard that there was a code enforcement in Lancaster that was riding around, and if you had an expired vehicle inspection sticker in your vehicle in your driveway, he would give you a ticket.
Oh, wow. I thought the requirement was that it had to be registered, not necessarily inspected.
I heard inspected, but also if your vehicle was in your driveway unregistered, he gave you a ticket. Mark Sprinkles, that happened to him, but he bought his car from his mom and hadn't got the plates on it, and it was less than 24 hours. And he got a ticket.
Yeah, see, that goes back to it's just silly. I could see if something's sitting there for example, my parents had a neighbor that had a school bus sitting there for decades. I don't know how or why they acquired the school bus, because in my lifetime I had never seen it moved. In fact, all they did was use it for just the littlest bit of storage. There wasn't even much in there. And it just sat in their property for decades. And I could see that. But somebody got their bug up their backside and reported them. And, you know, then it became the whole registration issue. And eventually they you know, they got rid of it, but yeah, one day. That's silly. You know, sure, make a note of it as you're doing your driving around or whatever your job entails. If it's still there in a month, yeah, come back and do something. But man,
code enforcement people are usually the worst. It's the only way they can justify their job.
I agree.
Oh, that's
a
very good point.
I think
if you're not finding stuff, what are you doing?
They want to be cops.
Did you even deserve your paycheck?
Feel that they need to show their
power. It must have been light on other stuff.
Sorry, there was a little bit of overlap there. I don't know what anybody said.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We're getting close in close time here anyway. And I guess the last thing I'll finish off with is back to a little bit of radio stuff, is I finished that modification yesterday on my radio to allow it to transmit on frequencies outside the band as it was intended for. Though, of course, I would never transmit there just so it has the capability, because I know the SWR would probably be poor. It'd be a compromise, but it has that capability, you know. In the event that he needed that. So the rework went well. It did force me to do it. In fact, they didn't even ask me. It automatically did a reset of the radio, so I had to, I couldn't even restore from the SD card. I had to reformat that and start over, but I had a good backup. So I just popped in my laptop, put everything back on there, popped in the radio, and a few more steps in that, but for the most part, it went pretty well and back up and running, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, so nice. And, yeah, I guess that's it. But I've got 6:45, so I'm going to have to run here. This is K2PCB. If I am on in the morning or up and about and not actively doing something else, maybe I'll pop in with you guys. Otherwise, I shall talk to you on Monday. This is K2PCB.
73 is K2PCB. This is K2GDQ. We're still on the channel.
All right, that is also my cue to go into work. Have a good day, Brad. We'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. KC2NBN 73.